Our next item is the Pelican Point, formerly Stone Creek, Stonewater Creek Phase 1 and part of 8, revised preliminary subdivision on Route 5.
This is a request to convert an existing subdivision plan into two separate subdivisions. Sent you a copy of the letter from the engineer, and a copy of the revised site plan also from the spring.
Mr. Griffin, can we do that? Can we create two separate subdivisions without any, I guess there's no increase in the total number of units, or?
Well.
Are they, what are they planning to do?
Basically, the site is divided by Route 5.
Right.
They're trying to maintain Stonewater Creek to the east, and Pelican Point would be the name to the west, and separate the two. And they would have the same amenity-type packages for each side. So really, they're just changing the name for each side. Layout's altered a little bit to make it work.
Same total number of units.
And no additional lots.
No additional lots, no.
But they're changing up the layout.
Their layout's changed a little, yeah, not major, but it has changed.
Would each separate subdivision have its own amenities, or would they share?
Well, we can ask, there's some representatives here.
Someone here representing this has an interest in this application.
As long as he's brief.
Would you mind, would you approach the podium? We have a few questions for you. We regret the imposition on the long walk, but you're the one that chose to sit in the back, so.
Mr. Chairman, this also seems to be an interesting concept, which is contrary to what's being proposed to us more recent, that we keep hearing that bigger is better and more manageable. Now we're hearing that smaller is more.
I think we all have the same question, and we do recognize Mr. Schrader. The question is why? The question's why? Why are we doing this?
I'm not sure I know why. That might be better answered by one of either Mr. Handler or Mr. Mitchell, but let me go back to the question that was asked that got me to come up here, and that is that each separate subdivision, whether it's on the left side or the right side of Route 5, has its own separate amenity package. I'll take Mr. Mitchell, he likes to talk.
Okay.
And each one has its own separate amenity package by way of clubhouse, swimming pool. Each one has its own separate wastewater treatment facility and disposal sites. And as has been stated before I came to the podium, there is no increase in the number of lots. Lot sizes remain the same.
Okay.
Everything with the exception of changing and creating two out of subdivisions out of one.
So we're not sharing anything, one's not dependent on the other for anything.
In fact, as things go with the wastewater treatment, there were conditional uses. We've been through all of that over the course of the last few months of getting those sorted out.
So I thought the wastewater treatment was being serviced by one plant that was servicing multiple developments. We just went through that.
That's the one on the Stonewater Creek side.
Right.
There is a wastewater treatment plant site that was also approved as a part of the Stonewater Creek 8 through 13. There was a site also on that side.
Is part of the development being sold? Is that the reason for splitting them?
This is why Mr. Mitchell is here.
Randy Mitchell, I'm one of the owners. We just really did it for marketability. Right now in Stonewater Creek, we have two builders, Gemcraft and Hobnanian. They really don't want a third builder. All the nationals really just don't want to be a third or a fourth builder in a community like that. They'd like to have their own, and so we want to create a separate community. So it's not being sold now, so.
But what, within this triangle across the street, what amenities would be there and where might they be? I don't see anything.
When we left about, I want to say, an acre to 2 acres, we haven't defined what they're going to be. Right now at Stonewater Creek, we just really have a pool and tennis courts, and we also have a pool house, basically, but it has probably going to have a weight room and some things. It will have, across the street at Pelican Point, at least that, probably more amenities. there's more open space on the Pelican Point side. We can show you where it is. The amenities show up on the Prettyman site, I believe, portion of Pelican Point. Is that? This has been done in so many different sections that.
Stormwater's on this side. This is a train. That's what I'm saying.
It's actually not. It's not on this map here. It's over here. So. Is this all they're looking at right here? Is this all you have?
That's all we have.
Okay. Well, you're not seeing the entire subdivision of Pelican Point. What you're seeing here, the triangle piece, was one of the. It was the original piece that we bought with the Townsend Inc. property, which had 220 acres. This was about 20 acres. Since this time. We've added, I want to say, about 5 to 6 sections over here. And right now, Stonewater Creek is about 1,080 lots. It just happens that there's about half and half on each side of the road. They're within about 2 lots of each other. There's probably about 535 to 40 lots on each side. They will exist as separate communities. There's a lot of good reasons for splitting it up now that we think about it a little more. People will not have to cross over from this side, which Route 5's got a lot of traffic, to get to the amenities. Pelican Point, we have redesigned very slightly the roads is all we've done to make the community accessible. They'll never have to go on to Route 5 if you live in Pelican Point. We've left, I would bet, 3 to 4 times the amount of ground on the Pelican Point side for amenities. So there's plenty of room for anything that you'd want to put in there.
But unfortunately, all we had to look at is this one triangle.
I think the only thing that was submitted was the area that the lots were off. There's more to the west.
I'll tell you where the wreck is.
The only part they're showing you what was
the wreck is right. Here, the art piece goes from here over to, it's all over in here, we're over here.
Yeah, the area was.
The area was.
The plot plan you're showing, looking at is only 2 of the phases that were identified in all the phases out of the 13, so we.
It's only the 2 that were altered.
Right.
That's right, everything else is
Everything else remains the same.
Mr. Lank, would this potentially come within that 9913 section that says if you're going to re-subdivide that the director sends notice and it's like
there's nothing on this side been conveyed.
If you want,
it's all one subdivision.
It's done in different phases.
One owner.
Yeah, these are all different phases. So they still own up this whole.
We've section. Done. Yeah,
you
we
treat each phase separately. For the purposes of
if we gave notice to that section of the code, if we gave notice about alteration, it would only be for that phase.
Okay.
And this is still owned by the principals. And what I understood is they're changing name to separate it from west to east.
And changing
which makes more sense safety wise to me.
So any conditions.
And then they showed some alterations to make it work.
The reconfiguration.
There were any conditions of approval that were imposed on the original, then that would follow each section.
The condition of approval would have to carry with this property unless altered by the commission.
And we're not asking for that.
Yeah. And all they're doing is they move some road alignments around, and it's minimal. It's not major. It's not total realignment. But the same number of lots exist. And they only showed us a portion that was altered.
So it's not
there's another whole section or two that's
on the other side
not
of
changed.
Cannon Road.
Yeah, on the other side of Cannon Road doesn't change.
So there's no increase in density at any rate.
Yeah.
Because I think that's where your amenities were on the other side of the road.
We had always planned on having amenities on both sides of the road. Right now, though, you know, if we build on that side, you might not build the amenities right away on the Pelican Point side, so those people would be crossing Route 5 to use the pool that exists there now. It's just, there's a lot of good reasons to split the two up. It's more manageable. The homeowners association at 540 is going to be a lot more manageable than 1,000. There were a lot of good, but it was really a marketability thing.
I appreciate your candor with that, and gentlemen, what I think the man is saying, correct me if I'm wrong, but that splitting this thing up so that they can have two separate developments with two builders in one and one in the other, because otherwise it's going to be difficult to move. This is one of those good circumstances where doing that also results in some things that are good for the public, one of which is nobody's crossing that street to get to the amenities or so on. The two of them are separate, and they're going to have the same amenities in each one, so the two of them aren't connected anymore. I personally think that that's a benefit to the public. So, however, I'm only one of five, so the rest of you have to make up your minds quickly, I hope.
So given that, then we don't have to address the issues of any of the conditions that were placed on the prior phases, or
they're going to run with both subdivisions, with both pieces, is what I understand.
I'm sure that when they come back for phase approval, if you create this separate subdivision, then it would show the proposed amenities for that side.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I don't think it's an issue. I actually think it's actually good for everybody.
It's really a question of whether it's a good from the standpoint of land planning.
Well, the one thing you don't have to worry about
is better
people
land
walking
planning
from,
than it was
you don't
before,
have to worry about people walking
frankly.
From the new development to your existing development, because there's no sidewalks. So so we'll have to worry about that.
Again.
Yeah.
Johnson, what's your pleasure,
yeah, my pleasure, Mr. Chairman, concerning the revised preliminary subdivision on Route 5 for Pelican Point is that we approve it as submitted.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary subdivision Pelican Point, formerly Stonewater Creek Phase 1 and Part of 8 on Route 5. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.